Well, hello there, partners. It's so wonderful to touch base with you on this brand new subject this month on the blood of Jesus Christ. And as you're growing in the Lord, one of the foundation revelations that's important to have is the power that is in the blood of Jesus. Without the blood, we would actually not have a covenant at all with God. There had to be the shedding of blood to produce an eternal love covenant that was unbreakable, that would be secured forever on your behalf, that Jesus did that for you and it pleased the Father. So today I want to give you three benefits of the blood of Jesus Christ. And the first benefit is it says that Jesus' blood speaks better things. It speaks of mercy. So in Hebrews 12:24, it says, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. So we see that Abel's blood cried out from the ground because of the injustice that was done. But we also see in the Old Testament how there would be sacrifice with blood to atone for man's sin, but it was only temporary. It was only, just lasts for a short time until they had to do the sacrifice again. But when Jesus shed his blood, it released mercy. It released that atonement forever. And I love 1 John 1:9. It says, if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That is because of the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus speaks mercy. The second benefit of the blood of Jesus, it provides forgiveness of sin. And we just, of course, mentioned 1 John 1:9, probably got ahead of myself there a bit. But in Matthew 26:28, it says, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin. In other words, the wiping away, that they be remembered no more. And that's God's heart for you, not that you would carry a transgression and the guilt and the shame and everything that goes with it. But he can point you back to the blood of Jesus and said, no, this is what he died for. This is what he shed his blood for. Because that blood speaks forgiveness of everything that you have done to transgress. And again, as you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin and to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. And that is because of the power that is in the blood of Jesus. You have become a new creation in Christ because of that blood. You've become the righteousness of God because of that blood. You have access to God because of that blood. The third benefit is that the blood of Jesus provides justification. And that means just as if you've never sinned. And it says in Romans 5:9, since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? So every sin deserves a just recompense. And that is the justice of God. And of course, we use that in our natural penal system, that if someone goes and commits a murder, there is a just recompense of the law that brings punishment to them. If someone goes out and rapes a child, there is a just recompense. And of course, everything in us does cry for justice. We're made to cry for justice because God is a God of justice. But the blood of Jesus, just to show you the greatness of the mercy of God, is that before God, that Jesus' blood provides justification just as if you never sinned. So when, again, you confess your sin, when you stand before God, you cannot even remind him of that act because he said, you are justified. You are a new creation in Christ. You are justified and you are declared not guilty. Now, that should humble each and every one of us and put the fear of the Lord in us as well. So why would we ever want to violate such an honor to be justified? Sinning deliberately after you've been justified and intentionally sinning is like, wow, why would you ever want to go there? Because you've been justified and you have been spared God's wrath. You have been declared not guilty. So according to God's justice system, a sin cannot be punished twice. And because Jesus took the punishment, he freed you. And that is a point of worship for you today. Oh, the blood of Jesus. And I want to just encourage you to maybe take communion every day if you can, and remember the power of that blood, the benefits of that blood, and honor him and worship him for all he did for you because of his blood being shed. I'm going to share some other benefits the next time that I prepare a little message for you. And so I'm looking forward to breaking those open as well. But meditate on the benefits of the blood of Jesus today. You've been so brought before God guiltless. You've been so forgiven of your sins. You've been so given eternal life. So enjoy all the benefits of the blood. God bless you.